Police want to search the voice recorder that they say was found in Jody Herring's purse after she was taken into custody for the shooting of Department of Children and Families worker Lara Sobel outside a state office building on August 7th. Police say a woman parked next to Herring said she saw Herring talking to herself while alone in her vehicle before Sobel was shot. Herring has pleaded not guilty to shooting her aunt and two cousins in their home before shooting Sobel in Barrie. Police say Herring thought they had reported her to the DCF. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.